This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, welcome to episode 387 of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, your host and registered dietitian. I am looking forward to sharing with you another mini session episode. So mini sessions are these packaged up in kind of quick bits that give you a snapshot of an intervention that I would have done in a session with a client. Of course, a mini session is meant to be for education and informational purposes only. It doesn't replace an actual session with an in-person provider, but I hope it helps you to just consider some new options and even better, bringing it to your dietitian or therapist or another in-person healthcare provider as you are mending your complicated history with food. And as I record this episode, I am feeling, just to be totally frank with you, I'm feeling a bit mixed and just even how much enthusiasm I have with recording today. I usually am really excited when I get to push record, but as you may know, I live in the state of North Carolina and my state is going through a whole lot right now. And it's taken me many extra days just to even push record because I haven't really felt like it. I usually have been putting out two episodes a week and I've just decided, you know what, it's just going to be one episode for this week and I'm going to have to just be okay with it because it's just a lot. And I live in the very center part of North Carolina, so I'm about 100 miles east of where you may have seen on the news or heard about where Hurricane Helene did a lot of damage and caused a lot of flooding. And you know, the thing about it is if you don't live kind of close by, you may not appreciate actually how much damage has been done and how much pain is happening. The part of North Carolina where this hurricane hit is in a place that is just so beautiful. And also is so beautiful because it's wild. You know, there's not a lot of paved roads, and there's so many nooks and crannies. And whenever I have visited the North Carolina mountains, that's like my absolute favorite part is, you know, there's so many different places to go that are, again, just wild and different and so beautiful. And as you probably have heard, there's just a lot of flooding. So much water at one time. And I know friends and community members that have been devastated by this. And so I just want to say I am thinking a lot about my friends, my community, and people I don't even know in that part of North Carolina, and know that me and the Find Your Food Voice team is thinking about you. And if you are listening and you're not really sure what's happening, I would encourage you just to look into it. I'm a little bit biased, but I just was feeling a bit, disgruntled, I don't know, disappointed in how I knew because of just living close by how devastating this flooding event had been on Western North Carolina. But I was only seeing and hearing about it on TikTok, which is really ridiculous, right? And something that I appreciate is that there's just not a lot of people who are paying attention to people in the mountains of North Carolina. But I just want to say folks in Western North Carolina, you're very valuable to me. You're very important. And I, you know, your life is just as precious as everyone else's. So sending you lots and lots of love as you are recovering. And of course, this is something that is a super stressful, devastating event. So I had planned on talking about something else today, but I was thinking about when things like this would happen, when I was seeing clients one-on-one, my clients and I would often end up talking about stress and food and how their relationship with food was impacted during a stressful time. And so voila, I was like, that's what this mini session is going to need to be about today. There are some things that I want you to know about stress and food. If you find yourself stress eating, there's just things that I have gathered over the last 20 years that I think can really make an impact in how you are moving through this type of experience with food. So we are going to take a very quick sponsor break, and then we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Welcome back. Let's get started on the three things that I wish you knew about stress eating. When I say stress eating, please know what I am describing is any kind of out of control eating that you may be experiencing during a tense time, a stressful time. So you may call it stress eating or emotional eating or binge eating or just out of control eating. I hope that if you experience any of those, that you know that I am speaking about those experiences, because there may be different paths to feeling out of control with food, but they have very similar solutions. And again, these are three things, and these are the top three things that I've seen impacting people's recovery and mending their complicated relationship with food. So number one, if you're experiencing stress eating, most people have told me that they really don't want to do it anymore. They're like, I feel like I eat too much. I want to stop stress eating. If you can relate to that, I just want to throw something out there because it may not ring true, but it's so important. If you do stress eat or binge eat or emotionally eat, any of those kind of behaviors come from a restrictive type of eating disorder. I know that sounds bizarre, but really bear with me. Something that I've noticed, you know, being the person on the couch, like watching someone unpack all this kind of complicated layers to their history with food, on the surface, a person may notice the stress eating, but when we dig deeper, it comes from a restrictive place. All binge eating starts with not eating enough. And if it's hard for you to believe that, I encourage you to really like let yourself connect the dots. And it may seem like right now you may feel like you're eating enough, but do you have permission to eat enough? Because that's going to impact this experience. And when was the last time you dieted? Have you given yourself enough time to actually go through the nutritional rehabilitation process or like refeeding after not dieting or restricting anymore? And here's something that's really important to keep in mind. It doesn't matter what size you are. If you're in a higher weight body, it doesn't matter. Like, your body needs fuel. It's like no matter what size you are, you need to still breathe. Same with food. No matter what size you are, you need food every single day, many times throughout the day. And we've all been tricked to believe we need a lot less. And so if you find yourself stress eating, and feeling really out of control in those moments, there's a restrictive pattern somewhere. And again, the restriction can also be in your head, meaning you don't have permission to eat enough, because when we don't have permission to eat enough, it can set off the same kind of alarms in our body to yearn for those out of control eating experiences. So that's number one. All binge eating, stress eating, emotional eating comes from not eating enough or a restrictive eating disorder. All right, let's move on to number two. Number two is healing happens in hindsight. So if you are trying to recover, you're trying to mend this complicated history with food, but then you find yourself stress eating, it may feel like a big failure. Like, oh, I fucked it up again. I have to start over. But what I've noticed, again, just witnessing people do this work, is every time someone kind of quote unquote fucked up, that's where the healing happened. Like, you have to experience these eating experiences that feel uncomfortable to be able to figure out why they happen in the first place, and then experiment with interventions to see what helps you actually to repair, heal, and be able to move through it. Again, the only way is through hindsight. So basically being able to look back at some recent experiences and to try to notice a pattern that's happening. You need lots of data. And that's why recovering from eating disorders takes a long time, including from stress eating or binge eating or whatever you're going to call it. It takes years. For many people, it does take 10 plus years to recover from an eating disorder that has a binge eating component. And while that is often infuriating, I know, for many people to hear, that may include you, I hope you also can appreciate that if it's taking you a long time, it's not because you're doing it wrong. It's like you're having the textbook experience. This is just something that takes a long time. It wouldn't take as long as if our culture identified that, oh, it has its own fucked up problem that's causing you this pain. Because remember, you don't need to be fixed. It's our culture that needs to be fixed. But again, the hindsight, getting the wisdom from your own data, your own lived experiences, is what's going to help you to repair brick by brick to help you to repair this complicated history with food. All right, let's go to number three. That healing, I know it happens with hindsight, and repair begins with one thing. And that one thing is permission. I have a very unpopular opinion. This is very controversial, especially amongst my dietitian colleagues. Emotional eating is healthy eating. Stress eating is normal eating. Binging is something that every human being is going to experience. These are all things that are a part of the human experience for one reason. Eating is something that helps us to soothe. It is a coping mechanism. I hope you have many different types of coping mechanisms, and this may be one of them. There are many times in your life where stress eating has been your strength, and it helps you to get through some really tough moments, maybe even tough years. And I don't want you to disconnect from that. I don't want that to be removed from your arsenal of tools of coping with life, because this world has a lot of bullshit, a lot of stress, a lot of pain. And food is really great at helping us in the moment. And not only that, it doesn't like impact our ability to drive or take care of our family or work a job. Like, we can emotionally eat and still have a brain that's functioning. So keep that in mind as the first part of permission. And number two, if you are trying to experiment to find other ways to cope besides just stress eating, which, you know, that makes sense. We need many different ways to help our body mentally and physically to cope with stress. But what you may find, especially in the beginning, is nothing is as good as stress eating, because it's just this like well-worn pathway in our mind to help us cope with stress. So as you are going through experiences where stress eating is still the default setting, please give yourself compassion and permission to cope however you need. And slowly over time, you will find other ways to cope, especially if you're able to connect with others, maybe in community or one-on-one support, to help you to navigate this thing of like recovering in a world that hasn't recovered yet. All right. So those are my three things that I wish everyone knew about stress eating. To review, first up, stress eating, binge eating, those are all coming from a restrictive eating disorder place. Number two, healing happens in hindsight. And number three, repair happens with permission. So there you have it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode all on stress eating. I hope you enjoyed it. If you got something from the show, I would love it if you left us a rating, a review, you subscribed or shared an episode. I know I always say it, but that really helps us grow and for more people to find us. And if you would like to join the conversation that we're having over in my email list land, you know, I do put out about a weekly email that includes 8,000 other voice finders, you know, people who are also repairing their complicated history food. Join us and continue this conversation. And I look forward to being back in your ears next week with another episode. Until then, take care.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.